The Bible, should we take it literally?
Answers with Ken Ham, an internationally well-known Bible conference speaker and author. Now, Ken, I've often heard you say that we must take Genesis as written, but should we take the whole Bible literally?
We've got to be very careful how to answer this. You see, it's true that Jesus quoted from Genesis when he talked about the origin and foundation for marriage. He took Genesis literally. Also, Paul quoted from Genesis when writing about the first Adam and the last Adam, and so he took Genesis literally. Now, we can say all this because Genesis is written as history. In fact, it's typical Jewish historical narrative. But there are other passages in the Bible that aren't meant to be taken literally. For instance, the book of Psalms says the mountains clap their hands. Now, of course, mountains don't do this, but we still understand what the passage means because we know the Psalms are songs. Actually, they're poetry. You see, we should take the Bible the way it was meant to be taken. Some of the Bible's books were written to express things symbolically. But then it's obviously so and tells you so. You know, like the parables of Christ. Always remember what the psalmist said when referring to Genesis, though. Thy word is true from the beginning.
From the Bible's very first chapter, we read that God created everything in 6 days. But were they ordinary days or longer periods of time? Ken Ham presents the answer in a free booklet, and it's available on our attractive website, answersradio.com.